Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sechtes Brachas Perik Ches Mishnah He. I'm in the middle of Shalosh Seudos. It's coming into Matzah Shabbos. I realize, I only have one kais. I want to use the kais both for Birchas HaMazon and for Avdalah. Now, normally, I wouldn't do that. Normally, we say, Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You don't use one thing and, like, patter two mitzvahs with it. The saying, two birds with one stone, I think is not a nice saying anyway, but it's definitely not used when it comes to mitzvahs. Mitzvah isn't something we're trying to, you know, fold it up and do it quickly. Load it up and do it in one shot. No, chas v'shalom. So if I had two kaises for sure, I'd use one kais for Birchas HaMazon and one kais for Avdalah. My problem is I only have one kais, so what should I do? You have no choice, you have no choice. You have to use one kais for both Birchas HaMazon and Avdalah. All right, so let me think. I have to bench. I have to make Avdalah. I have to make a Bar Mary Eish and a Bar Mary Psamet. What's the order of the bracha? Everyone is going to agree the bracha on the Nair comes first because we have enough of it right away. And everyone is going to agree Havdalah. We want to push off leaving Shabbos as much as possible. The machloikus we're going to have between the Beisham and the Beis Hillel is benching first or psamim first. Beshami, remember the Beshami say under these circumstances, where he has only one kais, it's coming up to Matzah Shabbos. So Ner, start with the bracha on the fire, umazin, then go to Berchas HaMazon, upsamim, then the barimin of psamim, v'avdala avdala at the end. So the Beshami say, mazin first, then psamim. Whereas the Basil say, I agree, Nair comes first. We'll soon see they also agree Avdalah is last. But as far as the two brachas in the middle, no. It's Nair upsamim umazin. First bar min upsamim, and then benching. So what's the machlokes based on? There are different pshatim over here. Bishami say benching first and then psamim. Once you eat, you're chayav to bench. By psamim, there's not such a chayav. If you want to smell, you want to enjoy the scent of psamim. You have to make a bar min psamim. But Birchas HaMazon is more of a chiv. Therefore, Birchas HaMazon comes first. The Beis Hillel say, don't separate Ner and psamim. They're both Matzah Shabbos brachas. Why do we make a bracha on Ner Matzah Shabbos? It's because, let's go back to a little history. How much history? You can't go more back than this. To Sheshes Yimei Bereshes. Adam HaRishon sinned from the Etz Hadas on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Chazal tell us, had he waited till Shabbos, it would have been mutter. If you only wait, you get everything anyway. 99% of Averis is because you have to have it now. Lamaisa, he would have been thrown out of Gan Eden before Shabbos, but the first Shabbos came and said, the first Shabbos, already? Let him stay at least till Mitzoy Shabbos. So Adam Achava stayed in Gan Eden with the Aragon as a special light till Mitzoy Shabbos. Mitzoy Shabbos, they were told, sorry, you have to leave. And now they're cast into darkness. It's the first time they see darkness. Debishta puts Das into Adam Harishan's head. He takes two stones. He rubs it together, grinds it together, and spark fire. To thank Hashem for that, on Mitzoy Shabbos, we make the bracha on the Ner. The Psamim is also because the Neshama Yisairisa leaves us after Shabbos. And if a person really appreciates the Neshama Yisairisa on Shabbos, oy, his mamish like he doesn't know what to do. He's so, we give him some psamim. Here, smell. Oh, catch yourself a little bit. Revive yourself a little. So the Basil say both brachas pertain to Mitzoy Shabbos. So they should be together. Don't separate them. Don't put the Birchas HaMazon in between. I thought we want to push off leaving Shabbos as late as possible. Havdalah means the end of Shabbos. The Ner and the Psalm, even though it's connected to Mitzoy Shabbos, doesn't represent so strong that I'm leaving Shabbos. So that's okay. So once again, everybody holds Ner comes first. Everyone holds Avdalah comes last. Shaila is only benching and psamim. Shamas say benching and psamim. The Basil say Ner and psamim together and then benching. By the way, when do we make the Bari Priya Gafen? So it's explained over here, it's going to have to be after benching. Because if you make the Bari Priya Gafen before benching, it like the benching cuts off the Bari Priya Gafen. It's like part of the previous Suda. It's not connected to the Avdalah anymore. So you have to make the Bari Priya Gafen after benching. L'maisa, what bracha do we make first? Bar Mini Psamim or the Bar Mari Eish? We make the Psamim first. And that's because there's a different girsa in the Gemara. According to the girsa in the Gemara, the Beshame say Ner first and then Psamim, and the Beshil say Psamim first and then Ner. Also, la halacha, we would bench first. That's because as soon as you finish your suda, you're mechuyev in birchas hamazon. And the rule is, ein mavir in ala mitzvah, is once you have a chiyev mitzvah, you don't skip over the mitzvah. So actually, what we do, there is another machlokes here between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel in our Mishnah about the nusach of the bracha on the ner. Beis Shammai, I mean the Beis Shammai, say the nusach of bracha is shabara ma'or ha'esh. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shebara, who created Ma'ar, the light of the fire. Ubesilam Boirei Ma'oirei Esh. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, not Bara but Boirei, and not Ma'ar but Ma'oirei Ha'esh. We want to make the bracha on what happened on Matzoy Shabbos. That's what we're thanking Hashem for. So the Bishami says you have to use a lashon which is past tense. That's what we say Shebara, created in the past. On the other hand, the Bishil Taina, Boirei also means the past, sometimes. You can use Boirei, that it should mean the past. Like we say, Yoitzer Ar Uvoirei Chayshach. And the Bishil would rather use the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Bishami say Ma'ar, because they say, we're thanking Hashem for the light of the fire. We consider it one thing. The Bishil say, if you look into a fire, you see many colors. And therefore, we consider it the lights of the fire. There's red, there's white, there's the greenish-bluish tinge, so according to the Beis Hillel, it would be appropriate to say, Ma'oirei Lashon Rabbah.